Hey, beautiful faces, it's me, Sunny Morrison, and welcome to another episode of Under the Sun with Sunny Morrison. Today is Wednesday, and it is the sixth day of January of 2021. And all of this BS is still going on with the president, Pigfeet. He refuses to take a loss like a real man, but instead he incites violence to these piglets that believes everything that he says. So I'm sure everyone is tuned in to the news with everything that's going on, the so-called revolution that they're doing in DC. And if you're not tuned in, you're probably there. And it just doesn't make sense. Honestly, people, you all are embarrassing the crap out of this country. You are defending, risking your life or risking your lives for a person who can give a good guy darn about you. And it is ridiculous. And it is craydiculous that these people are allowing this man to manipulate them the way he's doing. At the end of the day, he does not give a rat's patootie. I want to go off, but I can't. He don't care. He really doesn't care. And I don't understand why you people are risking your lives over something that there's no proof. There's no proof. Now, let me ask you this. Did any of you make this big deal when he did the same thing that he's claiming is being done now in 2016 with Hillary? Because it came out later that there was voter fraud with him and Russia and Putin. Pootie Tang. But no, because he won, you guys are okay. And the only reason that you all are going out of your minds and just going over top ballistic for no reason is because he's telling you all that there was voter fraud when there actually wasn't. So anything he tells you all, you guys are gonna do it? Like, you gotta have some balls. Ladies, stand up and put them girls out and hold your chest up and realize that this is ridiculous. And your men, they just don't have no balls. They're a bunch of pussycats. I was gonna say kittens, but no, they're a bunch of pussycats. Where you're actually allowing this man to risk your life because you want America to be for one race and one race only. Come on. You all cannot try to repeat history. And that is why we were never that's why they didn't want us to know about what happened back in the day. That's why they keep telling us to forget it, because they don't want us to know about all of the heartache and all of the things that happened back then with our ancestors. And they don't want us to talk about it, and they don't want us to share it, because they want to repeat it. But that's not gonna happen. We got to do better. I know I keep saying we got to do better, but it seems like the only way we're gonna do better is if we understand that we are all we have. People, the people of the country, we are all we have. If we pull our resources together and we come together and we let these politicians know that it's not about them. Why are you all defending this man who has done all type of fraudulent things? Everything that he's saying the Democratic Party's doing and the other Republicans are doing, he's done it 10 times more. It's like, All of you are concerned more about the country turning over to black people or brown people or immigrants or minority because you feel like you're going to be a minority. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're all one word, and that's the first letter of the alphabet. We're Americans, but we are one being first, and that's human. We're human beings first, and then we're Americans. So with all of this craziness that's going on, they just have to stop to the point where we have to be this so-called powerful and richest country in the world. No, we're not. we have become the most ghettoest country in the world. Like, really. Now, all of that rhetoric and belligerent act that they're doing at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., the cops, not one time did any of them come out there and push them around, throw out pepper spray, tear gas, rubber bullets, water hoses, dirt, mud pies, or whatever you want to call it, to stop the crowd. They didn't do anything. They didn't even throw out nets. They wasn't even there. But guess what? They knew that they were coming. They knew that they were coming. So I honestly feel like it was all a setup. It was all set up for this to happen. Because when Pig Feet got on national TV and told these people to go and fight, go to the Capitol and fight, because they are there at the Capitol now. Who does that? And then the piglets, they go over there. They go over there, and you got piglets from majority silent and baby boomer generation. So that means they're like in their late 60s and their late 70s and 80s. And then you got a few Gen X, which is in their 50s. And the ones that are like Generation Y and millennials, they're only there because they're being forced to be there. They know this man is a Looney Tune, a nincompoop, a Pop-Tart. But the thing is, different rules apply for different people. So America has showed who they really are to this planet. Everybody is seeing this. Everybody. It's not just in our country anymore. It's everywhere. We have the internet. You have my podcast. So everybody is knowing and learning how America really treats Black people, brown people, and minority people. If they are not white, they are going to treat them a different way. And everybody see it. Even white people see it. You know, they see it. They saw how those people went up there and just pushed down and bursting out windows and going inside of offices, jumping on top of desks, just acting like animals. But BLM, Antifa, any of them other protesters that's out there trying to really fight a real cause, they want to be animals. They call out these private militias. Honestly, I always say that we were invaded, because these are people that Pig Feet, you know that has their that privatized their own military or their own their own military or law enforcement. He go hire them and bring them in to do what they do over in Portland. But where are those people over in D.C.? So there's many videos that's floating around on TikTok. You can follow, it's an affiliate I'm with. It's called Good of the People on TikTok. And they have quite a few clippings of what's going on. Definitely, you can go to my Facebook group called Under the Sun with Sunny Morrison. But you have to be approved to get in that group, because that is a private and closed group. And you can also go to the Two Sisters on the Radio, which is another show that I do with my sister, but that's done on blogtalkradio.com, and you will see different things on there. But it's really showing you how this country treat us. And guess what? We always have a way to come and pick up the pieces. Black people, we always got to come pick up the black pieces, pick up the pieces. Well, pick up the black pieces, whatever. You can add that too. And I mean by turning out to vote, turning, you know, states blue, you know, always being there to change the narrative of what's going on. Trying to keep the peace as much as possible. But they want to get mad at us because when black men and women are being pulled over, they are treated differently. They are. And it shows right now, tonight, on live TV, on national TV, how they treated those protesters, opposed to what they did to Black Lives Matters and all those other peaceful protesters that were out there protesting peacefully. They would lay down on the ground, you know, and no, just like saying, I can't breathe, or you know, you got your knee in my neck or whatever. Here comes the police in their shields being aggressive, you know, agitating the situation. Nobody got agitated tonight. Nobody. They were the agitators. Then there's videos going around where once they got into the building, they are in there taking selfies with the police. So that's why I feel like all of this was set up. Because they knew they were coming. They knew they were supposed to be protesting. They knew they were coming. It was no police officers nowhere. There were no barricades. There were no SWAT teams. There were no G.I. Joes with the Kung Fu grip. There was nobody. They was just sitting around in the bunker watching what's going on. Because there's another video where they opened up the barricade so people can come in. These are the cops. Then another video shows where this black cop by himself, one black cop, trying to prevent a mob of piglets to come inside of the building with a stick. Really? A stick? Come on. It has to be a better way. We are in 2021. We are still dealing with the coronavirus. We are still dealing with this pandemic. And now this vaccine, people are not feeling comfortable or really sure about taking it. Some people have, but a lot of people like myself, I'm not about to take that. I don't even take the flu shot. So, but if that's something that's going to contain this situation so we can get some normalcy back, and it doesn't seem like that's what they want. As long as Trump is not in office, then they want chaos. They're going to create chaos no matter what. So it sounds like they are willing to die for this man. And yes, someone did get shot in the chest. And it was a lady that got shot in the chest in the building. And that person died. But they don't know who this lady is. They don't know if she's a protester or they don't know if she was someone working in the building. And, you know, I just really want to say to, you know, my black people and brown people or anybody of color, we need to come together because it's like it's us against them. And that's not what we're here about. We just want to live and just enjoy our lives as long as we have time on this planet. But they don't want it like that. All they want is this country to be for them. And Trump has allowed these people to really think that this country belongs only to them when it doesn't. It's the land of the free and the land of the opportunity, but it was also the land of the natives. And they refuse to do that. They refuse to acknowledge that, just like they're refusing to accept the fact that this man lost. Pig feet lost. I'm sorry. He lost. It's over. He lost. The Republicans, they're done. They allowed this man to come in and dismantle their party. And you know what? He intentionally dismantled their party. Just like he came in intentionally dismantling the Democrats. I'm neither. But he came in, he had a motive. And his motive was to come in there and dismantle both of those parties while he do all of his dirt and all of his con and corruption. Behind closed doors, by bringing in his family, bringing in his maid, bringing in his lawn man and maintenance man, putting the maintenance man in charge of the Secret Service man, just putting anybody in position. You got your children in the White House sitting at the table with top secrets. When ordinary people who actually went to school to try and get a job there can't even get a job there. Probably can't even get an interview. But yet, this is what you call the privilege. It's called white privilege. It's called rich privilege first. Because if you're rich, you're going to have privilege. I don't care what color you are, but if you're rich, you're going to have privilege. I need for my 16-year-olds and older, because the 16-year-olds will soon be ready to vote in the next election, because trust me, they are not going to let this go. So what we have to do is we have to be prepared for whatever they think that they're getting ready to do. Because in their mind, this is supposed to be Trump roar. My thing is, if he would have won, he only would have been in office for 4 years, four more years. But he wanted to try to be a dictator and try to be the like a king where you don't have to vote anymore. That's not going to happen. This is not that type of country. If that's what he really wants, then he need to go take some of that stolen money he has before they put him in jail and go buy him an island somewhere out there in the middle of the ocean and build him a country and let all of these little piglets go live over there and then see how he treats them. Then they'll get to see how he really treats them. But they wouldn't care because it'll just be them. It won't be anybody else. My 16-year-olds and older, get prepared to vote. If you're not registered to vote, I think you can register when you turn 17. At least get prepared to start registering. So by the time you turn 18, you'll be able to have your voter's registration card. If not, then just get prepared. Start doing your research on who these politicians are and get involved. Get involved. If you're not interested in getting involved with politics, get involved with your community. Because your community, as a community, I call it community commanders because that's what I am, a community commander. A community commander, to me, in my opinion, has more leverage to get things done than a politician because you don't owe anybody anything. Because these politicians are promised things by certain companies and corporate companies. If you do this for me, I'll give you this. But see, as a community commander, you can go and voice your opinion to the people, for the people in your community, to these politicians and hold them accountable and stop allowing them to sit there and just have a seat at the table just to say, I'm a mayor or I'm a city councilor or I'm a commissioner or I'm the Florida or Florida state representative or state representative or governor or whatever. You make them work because they work for us. They don't work for nobody else. They work for us. Our taxes pay for their salary. We have to hold them accountable. So everybody who is getting in that age to vote, if you're 17 and you'll be turning 18 this year, get prepared to vote in 2022. That is the midterm election. That's where you vote for the governor, because our Florida governor, he has to go. Death Santis. We don't need people who sitting around being puppets, you know, with somebody with their hand up their buttocks and making their mouth move because they're too soft to let this person know that's not what you're supposed to do. I didn't swear in to do this. I didn't swear in to do all this corruption. If that's what you want to do, you could do it. Now, if I tell you that and you want to take away funding, then do by all means do it, because I have other ways of getting funding within the community. I'm just giving examples of what our officials need to do, how they need to step up and hold these people that's above them accountable. You know, they mad at Nancy Pelosi. They mad at Joe Biden. They're mad at Kamala Harris. Now they're really mad because Warnock and Ossoff won in Georgia, got them seats. So that means now we're going to have control, or the Democratic Party is going to have control of the House so that we can get some structure. And I tell you what, this government, they better, and I'm saying better, however you want to say it and however you hear it, they need to pay Black America. They owe us. Save money, live better, whatever, however they want to do. They owe us, because we're always there to pick up the freaking pieces for this country. And they always booting us out like we Jeff on Fresh Prince, getting kicked out. So I don't know. I'm not looking at the news right now. I was looking at it before I got on the show. I know that the curfew in DC was at 6 o'clock. And people were still standing outside, and then they start calling in the military to come in to try and, you know, maneuver these people out of that area. But I don't see anything where they were aggressive like they were with the Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter, please don't go out there. Let them do this. This is not our fight. This has nothing to do with us. But now we know how it can be done. Whenever there's an issue and we go out and protest again, all that coming out with tear gas and riot gear and helicopters and tanks and private militias and dogs and cats and mud pies and all kind of crap and nets and slingshots, any little weapon they can find, they're going to use it on Black Lives Matter. We have to understand that the media is not just here in this country. You are showing this planet how weak we are, how easy it is to get into a government building. So if someone wanted to come and invade this country, they have all right to do so. Not right. They have all ways. They have ease. It's easy. They see it. Like, they see what's going on. So that means if they don't bother the white people when they do that, but they bother the Black people, or they bother the brown people, or the Hispanic people, or whoever that's non-white, then whatever disguise or whatever plan or plot that they may want to do, they can come in as white people. We got to do so much better. It's just really embarrassing that we have allowed this pig feet, this so-called commander-in-chief, to take this country the way it is in the last 4 years. You all can say whatever you want to say about President Barack Obama, but you did not have to worry about, you know, pandemics, viruses killing millions and millions of people, losing jobs, losing businesses. My business right now is on hold. I'm working from home. And I had a brick and mortar. I had two. I had to close one. The other one I still have. And I am here doing my podcast, you know, in my home studio. Because the one I closed was a studio. And it's all due to the pandemic. Because the studio was available for people to rent, to use for what I'm doing, like with the podcast or filming or photo shoots or small events, meeting space like that. But no one is doing that right now. So I had no choice. And that hurts. You know, you put your all into your business like 6 years, and now I have to close my doors. Now, there's people who are probably in a worse situation than I am. And along with these situations that we're in, you know, we're not being compensated the way we need to be. Stop thinking that we just want handouts and we don't want to work. We do want to work. We want our own money. We want to work. But if we need help, help the people, like the mom and pop businesses, help us. And stop giving money to all these major corporations. They got money in their reserve account. In their reserve accounts. Like, what's up with that? The PPP loans going to all these major companies. And then small companies like us, we only get $1,000. That's not going to help. That's only going to pay rent for 1 month. Then what? If nothing else is coming in. I tell you, all I can say is America is no longer the captain of the world. Or the captain of the football team, because America has always been the country. We're no longer that. We're no longer that. We have showed our razzmatazz to everybody. And that respect level right now, because of y'all, the one that y'all gerrymandered in and put him in office, that commander in chief that you all praise so much. He has shown the planet how ignorant this country is. And then I want to talk about all these other
poop hole countries.
Now he need to add this country on that list. He need to stop sitting around here trying to pretend he's all these other people in their other countries because he wants to be like them. He admire, you know, North Korea and Russia. He admire those people. But that's their country. That's how their country has always been. And if they changed it, they changed it back, however they do it. But you can't come over here and do that. And I'm going to be honest. I did not vote for him. But when he came, when he got in office, what I was doing, I was listening to him when he was doing a debate, trying to become the official candidate. He was saying some things about, you know, the Bushes and the Republican Party, you know, right then he was attacking them. But the things he was saying was accurate about the weapons of mass destruction and all the different things that the dad Bush was doing, and then picked up, and then the son picked up where the dad left off, and eventually the dad was still running the country. All of those things that he was pointing out, he had facts. So I'm like, okay, let me continue to see where he's going with this, because he has my attention. Not gots, but has my attention. Then all of a sudden he flipped the script. He started calling the Mexicans rapists and they're thieves and they're pedophiles, and talking about us saying the black people their schools are poor and the neighborhoods are shot to hell and they're gonna get shot when they walk out the door, and mocking disabled people, calling military people losers. And I'm like, okay, no. No. So when he got in there, when they gerrymandered him in and he won, I said, okay, well, maybe he'll change because now he got the position, and maybe he'll do something different from what these politicians were doing or will do, because the politicians, they're all con artists too. But honey, pig feet, he take the cake. He baked that cake, he ate that cake, and he slapped it in everybody's face. He shut it down. He shut it down. 4 years, we are in a hot mess. This country is sinking. And for all you people who live up in all them little rural country cities, I mean counties and states up there that's pro, you know, pro mega and all that other stuff, more power to you. I give you your credit. I give you your credit that you stand up and you stand up for what you believe. But honey, let me tell you, what you believe gonna make you end up being destitute and knocking down death's door. Because this man don't give a gosh darn, a diggity darn about you or nobody else. All he cares about is himself. He don't care about his wife, and he don't care about his kids. He cares about himself. And when you get the molasses out, your razzmatazz, and see the big picture of what's going on, that you're being pimped and you're being used, then you can understand why it's so many anti-megas. But I'm not going to keep talking about this all night. I just wanted to jump on because this was like on the news, and I'm like, wow, I need to get back on and do a show right quick and just voice my opinion. I am going to come back on tomorrow just to do a follow-up, and I will be leaving a phone number if anyone is interested in calling, or not even a phone number, because the phone number is not set up yet. I can leave you my email, or you can go actually what you can do, go to Under the Sun with Sunny Morrison, request to join the group, and leave me a message if you have any comments about this topic that we're discussing right now. And I would read it online. I would read it on my show tomorrow, and I'll discuss it with you tomorrow on my show. But all right, everybody, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and close the show for tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Happy New Year, because I didn't get a chance to say that. Unfortunately, this is the sixth day in the new year, and we're already going through this mess, and it doesn't make sense. This is not what we're supposed to be doing in the new year. This is 2021. I know, because it's the new year, doesn't mean things are not going to stop, but we need to start trying to create a new narrative so that we can get some normalcy and our kids can get back in school with, I mean, some kids are in school, but they can have a normal life. This is ridiculous. My word is cradiculous, with crazy and ridiculous at the same time. So people, please be safe. Stay up. Wear your mask. Stop giving these companies hard times going in their businesses without wearing a mask. Put the mask over your freaking nose, okay? If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go in somebody's establishment. Stay home. Order online. Get an Uber and eat. And stop making things difficult. Practice your social distancing. I'm manifesting an abundance of overflowing of love. And peace, love, and positivity to you all, because we are going to need it in this country. Have a sunny day. Beautiful faces. Good night.